under attack in just so many ways. Biologically, bioweapons, poisons being sprayed in the skies, dropped all over your foods, into the soil, packaged, wrapper, or boxed food, fast food. Everywhere you turn, we are under attack. We're under attack financially, but have you ever broken that down? Do you understand what a full-fledged financial attack looks like? Welcome to Stu Peters Financial, the weekend edition, where we sit down with Carlos Cortez for nearly an hour to discuss the intricacies of the world's finances and the state of affairs economically here in the United States. So a lot of times what we do is we like to break down cryptocurrencies. We look at the market, we look at savings accounts, 401ks. But today we're going to start with looking at the housing market. Carlos Cortez is here with us now. We're going to talk interest rates because you believe that these have to come down. But also, there has been some policies from the previous installed pedophilic illegitimate administration that were causing a whole lot of problems. There's a guy on YouTube that had a pretty good take on it, and I want to get your take on the other side of this.
The subprime bubble 2.0 is about to burst. It turns out that the U.S. government has been making the mortgage payments for hundreds of thousands of defaulted mortgage borrowers using taxpayer dollars, and this was just exposed by the Wall Street Journal. And if it's reversed, it has the potential to cause a massive cataclysmic housing downturn in many cities and neighborhoods across America.
All right. So this guy is saying some pretty specific things. We do have that Wall Street Journal article that he was referencing there. The title of that article, quote, Biden's mortgage relief fuels higher housing prices. Break this down for us. What does this mean?
It means manipulation at its finest. I mean, look at the stock market right now. I mean, obviously the stock market, everybody knows it's going down. But is it really? Like, we know the market needs to go down to air out all the junk that's in there. We have a lot of issues we can get into. But today it's up, and possibly this week it might be up, even though the momentum is negative. So when it comes to real estate, they could create a massive, massive bomb just lowering interest rates and getting all these people back in, whereas Biden administration had the ability to prevent foreclosures. And the article eloquently says it, that they were actually paying homeowners money to pay their mortgages and paying the mortgages on irresponsible people getting mortgages, FHA. Do you remember like, what was it, 5 years ago when anybody could get a mortgage? Like,
yeah.
You remember that? Like, and there was
yeah,
a whole
and they race. Did it without documentation. They had these no doc loans or limited doc or light doc loans. You could be self-employed. You'd have no proof of any income at all whatsoever. If your credit score was at a certain threshold, you could get financing up to 105%. Yeah. That means you could roll your closing costs in, everything, all the titling, everything could be rolled right in. You do nothing down at all. You come to the table with nothing, and you're in a $500,000 house or more, and you don't have the money to pay that. And so then the government, i.e. you, end up paying the mortgages for these people who didn't have the financial wherewithal to purchase the house. They were living over and beyond their means. The house should have gone into foreclosure, but instead you made their mortgage payment. It was a mortgage entitlement program, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, where else does that show up in the government's life? I mean, the open border, we can go on and on about how open this stuff is. It's like free reign. It's like an Oprah Winfrey show. Free, 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 free. And
you get a mortgage, you get a house. And guess what? You don't have to pay for it ever. We will. Carlos will. Stu will. The audience will. Everybody will. Don't worry about it. You want beachfront? You want lakefront? You get a house. You get a house. You get a house. Everybody gets a house. Thank you for coming. Everybody gets a house.
There you go. That's what it is, brother.
And it's like our country has turned into a game show at the expense of the American taxpayer. And if you're paying your taxes, we've got other programs talking about that as well. We can get into that at a later time. But before every revolution that we have ever had, first has come a tax revolt. We're funding our own demise. And you talk an awful lot about that. But what does this mean now? Okay, so Trump is in. Does this make any difference at all whatsoever who the president is, or were these just actions that were taken that you just, I mean, you just, you can't get out of this?
Hey, evil's evil, man. They all have a plan. Project 2030, it's all the New World Order plan. It doesn't matter if it's the left wing or right wing. It's still the same bird.
That's still true. The same bird. Different feathers, same bird. Different snake, same head.
Yep.
So what does this mean, though? What, like, how does this affect me? Okay, so during the Biden administration, he had something called mortgage relief. Mm-hmm. His mortgage relief fuels higher housing prices. Okay, well, obviously, that affects people who are looking for a house. But it also affects people who have been in their mortgage for quite some time. Explain to the audience why that is.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Stu, because you've been in your house for how long? Maybe you still
I've been in my house. I've been in my Minnesota house I've had since 2014, so 11 years.
You're not leaving that crib, brother. You're not leaving that interest. I mean, you probably got a very low 2-4% at best.
I got a really low rate, actually. I think it was 2.875 fixed for 30 years.
Yeah, so think about that. You don't have any motivation. You probably want to upgrade, I'm sure, but you have no motivation to move into another home. And so what that actually does, it freezes up inventory. It freezes up the supply. And so you're not in the market for a new home in that area because you're not going to give up a less than 3% interest rate. You'd be silly.
Yeah, my Florida home is for sale. Beautiful home, priced below market, but it's just not moving. And that's because, you know, just people just don't have the motivation to move. They're staying where they are. They're weighing all their options. Yep. They're saying, well, we could stay here until the kids go. Then we could downsize, get something smaller. That seems to be the trend. People are in their single family homes until their kids leave. And then they downsize into these pod sized townhomes where, you know, somebody comes and mows your lawn and waters it and takes care of your snow removal if you're in the north and, you know, takes care
of HOA.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then you're paying all these HOA dues. It's terrible. What a racket that is, by the way.
God forbid.
In Florida, like the Cape Coral area is terrible. Plus, they have all those rules. Yeah, you can't park more than one truck in your driveway. Like, wait, what? I have a visitor. Yep. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
God forbid you put a don't tread on me flag in your window or hang one up in your post or American flag. And you have HOA.
Yeah, or a peace flag. I know somebody that got fined for that, or having a flag too high, the American flag.
Yeah.
These HOAs are terrible. You're just getting bent over the barrel no matter how you look at it. So how do you navigate your way around that? If I decide, I do want to upgrade my Minnesota house while my kids are at home, I want to give them more space or move into the country or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend that people do?
There's going to be a real estate crash, and you're going to have for those that have cash, they're going to be able to scoop up homes at a very, very rock bottom price. I mean, that's just it. If there's a slew of inventory, it's happening right now here in Florida. Like, people are leaving Florida by the droves. They can't afford it. If you're a drinker, you go to the bar, a cocktail's $30 now, like a cocktail. It's bad. Like, we are no
$30 for a drink.
Anymore.
I'm sure glad I don't drink anymore.
Yep.
But that seems awfully high. $30 for a cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. So people are leaving Florida.
Everybody was going to Florida during COVID, you know, when Ron DeSantis was the actor playing the good guy at the time. He was the hero. Now he's the heel.
The retirees cannot afford it here. I mean, they're on fixed income and they're taking 5%, 6% out of their IRAs. They still can't afford it, even with no state tax. I don't know if this clown show of the Doge crap is going to relieve the SALT taxes, state and local tax on real estate. There's many talks about DeSantis walking away from have an ability to not have the real estate tax implemented. So we'll see if that's a dog and pony show, if that's really going to happen. You know, because the real estate taxes here are, they're just insane.
There was something that I was looking at earlier. They were talking about Doge and the blitz that just continues with Doge. Let's take a look at this because I want to get your reaction regarding this as well.
There's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the Doge savings to American citizens and 20% goes to paying down debt, because the numbers are incredible, Elon. So many billions of dollars, billions, hundreds of billions, and we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens.
That was President Trump on Wednesday saying he's considering a so-called Doge dividend.
You've been watching some of this stuff. How do you feel about the Doge blitz, and what kind of fallout is there going to be, if any, as it relates to, you know, the implementation of Doge and all of this attack on all of this spending, and where is all this money going to go that's been freed up?
I think it's a distraction on what's really going to come. I really think we will have a market correction. And I can see the headlines right now. Oh, they're going to blame Trump for the market crash. They're going to blame the terrorists for the market crash. They're going to blame Doge for everything. And it's going to create this havoc of, you know, the conservative movement made all this happen. When reality, it's evil versus good. Like you say, Stu, there's no democratic or conservative split. It's evil versus good.
Yeah, there's no left, right. There's no Republican, Democrat. There's no aisle. Right. These people are literally responding to casting calls. I've said this before. I've said this about AOC. I've said this about several people. She literally responded to a casting call. If you don't believe me, just days ago, Donald Trump came out and literally posted a casting call for an actor to play the role of a Kentucky congressman in the 4th District because he wants to primary Thomas Massie. So he said, yeah, if that's you, you know, do I have any takers? Like, where are you? Yeah, I mean, so basically what Donald Trump is telling you is if you like bending over the barrel and taking it up the you-know-what and doing exactly as you're told by some foreign country, he has a proposition for you. He wants you to be a congressman in Kentucky. So these people are fake. It's all a movie. It's all a stage. It's all a show. But what's not a movie and what's not fake is the fact that people's finances they're under attack.
Correct. And so I think it's really important to think that, hey, there's masks that we all wear. There's masks the government wears. There's masks that people wear. And to look behind that mask and to constantly protect yourself, because you and I, Stu, and the audience here, there's only one person that is responsible for you, and it's yourself. And so at the end of the day, we have to protect, grow, and be a steward of our own money. Whether that's buying real estate at the right time, whether that's living with below our means, whatever that means to you. My firm, we practice safe money strategies. We have things in place to navigate the manipulation so that our clients win. How that shows up basically is we just need to be proactive. We have to be proactive. We can't just say, oh, I'm not going to buy a home because the value is going to go down. Like, your home shouldn't be looked at as an investment. Your home is where you dwell in. So if you take a hit, so what? You're going to find another home. Are you going to look at it as an intrinsic value, or are you going to look at it as your dwelling? And so if you're in a home and you have a 7 or 8% mortgage on your current new home, then it's your responsibility to keep that, right? It doesn't matter what the market does. It doesn't matter who president is or if DeSantis gets rid of real estate taxes. It doesn't matter. That's your home. So I talk about this with clients all the time. They call us and say, hey, should I sell my home? Because there's another home down the street that's better and it's cheaper now that prices have gone down. And it's just really, really important to understand that what your aim for purchasing this home is. Is it for an investment? Then go buy investment property. Or is it a home to dwell in? And more importantly, are you at peace at your home? Like, are you satisfied with the schooling or your local bar? Are you paying $30 for a cocktail? Like, is your church there? Like, there's so many factors in a home that people don't look at. Instead of, they just look at the price. If that makes
How
sense.
Near is the closest hockey arena? That's what I need to know. Where is the gym, and is there a Correct. Place for me to go run around with my kids? Is there water? Is there lakes where I can fish? Is there Yeah. land where I can hunt? You know, do I have land? Do I want land? Do I want to be in a cookie cutter neighborhood on top of this guy and on top of that lady? Do I want to have space where I can run around with ATVs? I mean, like, what is your goal? Find it. go do it. And now is actually the time to do it. So how do these housing, I guess I would call them crisis, how do these housing crises affect everything else? I mean, we're talking interest rates. That's an issue. Then we're talking stock market. That's an issue. Then we're talking crypto for all of our crypto bros. That's an issue. Everything is just so volatile right now. You got to break it down.
It's very correlated. So first thing with Bitcoin and Tesla, Bitcoin, Wall Street has actually adapted Bitcoin as technology. So just like the Magnificent Seven, Tesla's in there. It's actually correlated. If you pull up the two charts, they look like each other, Bitcoin and Tesla. It's fascinating to me. But Bitcoin, Wall Street considers it like big tech. So it's traded like big tech, just on steroids. And, you know, I like I said, I still think Bitcoin will go down. We'll go down to 62 level. I really believe that. I have quantitative technical analysis, breakthrough. Like, I have all the charts. I've studied it. I think it's going to hit 62, and I get laughed at.
This is like times where people, for everybody that says, I wish I would have gotten into Bitcoin at the beginning. Who doesn't say that?
Correct.
This is like the reset opportunity to do that, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, now's not the time to buy Bitcoin. Unless you're short in it. Again, not investment advice. I'm just saying for education information purposes only. But yeah, we're going to see a lot of volatility. Main thing, Stu, to answer your question about the real estate house effect with the interest rates, if we look at the volatility index, the VIX, we're starting to see this creep up. Yesterday, it hit 25. It's hovering around 26. And that basically means a market is going to have volatility, and 90% of the time when we do have volatility, the market's going down. Now, I believe there's a head fake that is happening probably within a week or two, because we've had a bounce today. It's the options expirations on Friday, actually. And what I will say is that you'll see a bump up in the market, and then it'll come right back down. So a lot of the investors, we hit the bottom. The market's near its 200-day moving average. We're going to hit the bottom. And you're going to see all these normies get in, and they're just going to get slammed by all the hedge funds when they crash it again. So look for a bump up in the market, maybe this week, next week, and people are going to be like, I told you so. Trump's going to make America great again. The market's going to do well. And then boom.
The bottom is going to drop out.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be at minimum agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property. And to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You go to Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
You probably clicked this link because you don't trust the stock market. You know that it's manipulated. You know it's rigged for the big banks. You know that you can be financially inoculated with everything that's going on. And the reason why you're here is because you might have some FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Fearful because you don't know what's going on. Uncertainty because there's no one to talk to. And doubtful because there's no plan on what is about to come. But one thing, when it comes to retirement planning, if you don't have a game plan for whatever is about to come, then you are not prepared. It's time for you to protect your money outside of buying gold and silver. This is going to be the best thing because you're protected by contract law. Completely different animal, guys. Again, Carlos Cortez here. Hope I can hear from you. And let's just have a conversation to see if this strategy works for you.
You know, there's so many psyops that are running in this country right now. Where does the manipulation come from when you're looking at the VIX, when you're looking at Bitcoin? Because I thought that, you know, there was supposed to be really no manipulation factors when it comes to Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's a great, great statement. And there is no manipulation at its pure, at its core. You can't manipulate Bitcoin because there's already set amount of supply. There's already set amount of how many halvings of it's going to happen, right? Like it's expiring. I forget when it's expiring, but the production, the mining of Bitcoin that it's available, the new Bitcoin, is going to evaporate. So supply basically says it's limited. The demand is getting higher. So yes, it will hit $1 million in 10 years. However, they cannot manipulate Bitcoin. But what do? They do workarounds. Trump said it himself. We're going to cancel all the CBDCs. But meanwhile, if you have a Chase, if you have a bank, if you have Truist or whoever, you're already in a CBDC. Like you're already in a FedNow program, 100%. Like we talk about the banks.
What about Wells Fargo? Do you know anything about that bank? Are they in this FedNow CBDC nonsense?
Yeah. If you look up, if all you have to do is Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever your internet browser is, FedNow participating banks, and you'll see over all the banks there. They've raised their hand. Hey, Mr. Federal Government, we have a list of clients we want you to know about. Yeah. No, everybody's CBDC'd right now. There's no way around it. NCUA. The credit unions, the community banks, it's all CBDC. So what they're trying to do still with Bitcoin is create an environment written into the Constitution. Since they can't control the interest rates, they can't print money, they want to control Bitcoin. Bitcoin is still a decentralized asset at its core. So what do? They actually say, hey, you know what? Coinbase, Kraken, crypto.com, all these exchanges that are have exchanges that you can buy and sell Bitcoin, you now, even though they can't control Bitcoin, you still have to give your social security to Coinbase, to crypto.com. You still have to do a know your customer rule in order to create an account. And so when you buy Bitcoin on Coinbase or crypto.com, you actually don't own your Bitcoin.
That's unbelievable. Just like you don't own your checking accounts, just like you don't own your 401k and your savings accounts, you don't own your crypto. You don't own your Bitcoin if you're using one of these wallets like that. So where do people go where they do own their Bitcoin?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And so I love unpacking this stuff because people, oh yeah, I bought Bitcoin, I'm safe. No, you're not, knucklehead. You are not safe if you have money in your Coinbase account. They could literally, and we saw it the other day, like I think it was 6 months ago, they had a flash crash and all Coinbase accounts were zeroed out. Do you remember
Stu? I had a Coinbase account 6 months ago. It wasn't zeroed out.
Yeah. Coinbase was down and everybody's accounts, you could look it up on the articles.
Well, it came back. I mean, I never took it out. I left it in there. It's back now.
Yeah, it's zeroed out.
But what do I do if I have a Coinbase but I want to own my Bitcoin? What do I do?
So what we do is, so there's something called a hot wallet and a cold wallet. What you want to do is get it off the exchange through a cold wallet. You know, I'm not here to give an advertise for brands, but there's Trezor. Right. I personally use a Ledger, a Nano Ledger and a Ledger XS. And then you put that in your gun safe. You literally send it to that Ledger. It's like a thumb drive, and you have 14 key passcode phrase, and you have to, it's sequential order, so you need to know what those orders of those words are. It's a cold wallet. It's cumbersome to send money to one and pull money out, but it's a cold wallet. And
God, people think they're safe. I mean, they think I'm in the blockchain. I'm on, you know, Coinbase. I've got my crypto. I've got my XRP, and I've got my Ethereum, and I've got my Bitcoin, and I've got, you know, whatever, Litecoin, all these other. I'm safe. And they're not. By the way, we were looking up some of these FedNow participating banks, and it breaks it down even by state. In Florida, look at the list here. Campus USA, Community Bank of the South, Cypress Bank and Trust, First Bank, First State Bank of the Florida Keys, Flagship Bank, Gulf Coast Business Bank, McCoy Federal Credit Union, One Florida Bank, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and it's for every state. Every state has a list of these. The five notable banks, which we highlighted while Carlos was talking, Carver Federal Savings Bank, Chase Bank, Service Credit Union, U.S. Bank, and there's Wells Fargo that I was asking about. What does the FedNow program present as far as problematic attacks?
You and I have one thing in common that we're very passionate about, and every single listener of this show, and it's ammo. We love freaking ammo, don't we?
I love ammo. Yeah, got to have it.
We love ammo. I think it's beautiful the way they are, the hollow points, the different calibers.
Exploding tips, fragmenting tips, tracer rounds.
Yeah, man. We can get really deep into ammo. What if I told you, sorry, I got a little hairball there. What if I told you that the government can control your ammo purchases?
I would believe that.
Through the FedNow program.
Through the FedNow program.
Yeah, what if I told you that your car doesn't work until you get vaccinated?
Well, yeah, I mean, we always knew that was coming.
Yep. So they're going
to. But this is how they. See, this is how they implement these things without riling people up. Because if you told people that right now there's a system in place that will not let you use your debit card or your credit card or your bank card unless you're triple boosted, they would say, well, yeah, no, that's BS. That's a conspiracy theory. But this FedNow program actually allows people and allows these banks and allows the government or this FedNow program to shut people's banking accounts down if they haven't received whatever it is. Whether it's a booster or you said the wrong thing on X about some Jew somewhere or something, they could just shut you off.
You know, in China, they have a social credit score system.
Yeah.
If you don't show up, if you're on a Tinder app or whatever dating app they have in China, if you don't go and meet that person, that girl, that chick at the bar that you promise you did that, you get a knock on your social credit score. If you're late to a plane, you get a knock on your credit score. If you fart in public and they report you, you get a knock on your report. If you don't pay your taxes.
Stop it. Really? I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
And I'm with Wells Fargo. I got to get out of that bank.
You got tattoos, man, and that chain is very offensive, Stu. I'm going to mark your social credit score.
Yeah, this chain was a gift, and I'll tell you what, man, this thing is really dear to me. I normally wear my crucifix. Today, it's Friday. I threw on my SP chain. I really like it. It was a reward from somebody who understands that, you know, we work really hard to be here and to do this, and so you know who you are. Thank you very much, but it means a lot.
I love it. I said it as an example, not to, you know, bash you or anything.
No, I know. But yeah, I mean, it offends a lot of people. Just the sight of my logo offends a lot of people. And because they
and
know
who helped
what it's
you
attached
create it?
Yeah, you did. Remember that 5 years ago? I don't want to get super full disclosure here, but here's the deal. Okay, fine. Screw it. We will. I'm an open book. I said that I would like to have a logo. Basically the format, just look at the screen right now. Just look at your screen and the way that this is being presented. Okay, you could compare this to any news broadcast on corporate media and cable news media. That's what I wanted to go for, because we have to propagandize people with the truth. And to propagandize somebody, you have to give them information in a format where they're used to digesting it. It's more easily palatable. So that's what we did. The logo, you always want something that looks kind of familiar to people. And so, you know, at the time I was watching a lot of SportsCenter, and then there you go. So it's about as close as you can get without infringing, here, pass the microphone, without infringing on a logo. But people are like, where have I seen that before? Where have I seen that logo before? Well, yeah, if you've watched any SportsCenter, it probably looks familiar because of that.
I love that story, man.
And Carlos was the guy that was like, hey, how about this? And I was like, that's it. That's it right there. And now look, the logo is like a household known.
Yep. Love it or hate it.
So you're talking about $1 million in 10 years on Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
That's really big. I mean, that's, if you got 100 grand in there, I mean, you're going to 10x your money.
Right.
So that's a big deal. That's a retirement account in and of itself. But you would never recommend that anybody put all of their eggs in one box when it comes to their retirement. So are you diversifying with your clientele?
Yeah. So we have a covenant process. We like precious metals. We like Bitcoin. But for a portion of your portfolio, what we do like during these crazy, volatile times is to have a nest egg where we have green money, where we have a safe money bucket. You know, this is where it all started. I challenged my supervisors when I was a kid on Wall Street, you know, those Merrill Lynch guys that said, hey, you're a Puerto Rican kid, you don't know nothing about money. I said, you're right, I don't, but I will one day. And they told me, why can't we guarantee a portion of our clients' assets? Like, what's so hard to have a bucket of money where a client could grow and have principal protection? That word was abused. That word was like a curse word to them. Principal protection? We can't offer that. What are you talking about? And then I dove deeper. I've come to find out that there's a difference between insurance and investments. Come to find out that it's federally mandated versus state chartered. Come to find out that state chartered is a lot more compliant than the federal. Come to find out that the licenses that I own actually put a mask on my face, on a muzzle on my mouth, that I can't act a certain way. I have to wear a navy pinstripe suit, look a certain way, shave a certain way. This is why I wear a t-shirt most of the time on my podcast.
It's like a newfound freedom for you.
Yeah.
But that, if you think about how deep that is, symbolically, the suit coming off and the t-shirt going on, number one, you're more approachable.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually say, Stu, I like it when you just on Fridays, you know, or over the weekends, or when you're casually live. I like that a lot better when you're in your kitchen. You know, I feel like I can relate to you more than when you're in a 100%. Suit and tie. I put the suit and tie on just to let you guys know. I put it on because I think that you are owed the respect. I got up, I put myself together after my workout. I put this tie on. I made sure that my knot looked right. I want to be professional and presentable for you, for the audience. You know, so that's why I do it. I don't need to come in here in a suit. I mean, I own the joint. I can do really whatever I want. I just do it because I think that, you know, again, for somebody who's new to the broadcast, it's like, okay, well, who is this guy? Can we take this guy seriously? So that's why I do it. And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. I don't know. Plus, it feels kind of good to dress up. And to, you know,
there's no right or wrong. It's what you're feeling, and we all respect that. So, but I say that because as you dive deep into the financial system, the states, certain states like New York, they legit do not want principal protection for their citizens. So I can't have a safe money account in New York the way I can in Florida or in Texas or even in California, believe it or not.
That means that if everything goes to hell, if you're in New York, you're not protected.
You don't have access to the best products. No.
Nope. Which makes sense. And that also speaks to freedom for you as an independent fiduciary, because not only did you take the suit and tie off, but you also opened up a whole host of different things that you can introduce people to that are not inside of the box of, if you're talking mortgages, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, not inside of the edicts of Wall Street, and, you know, these other heavily advertised big box firms and banks that people do business with.
And you know what's even interesting is that some of the southern states, they're ultra conservative. You know, Missouri, Tennessee, Wisconsin's not conservative, or at least I don't think, but financially,
I think the population is more conservative than one would think. Same with actually here in Minnesota. If you look at the state and you believe in the polls or whatever, it's mostly red, you know, the exception of like Hennepin County, which is where Minneapolis is, Ramsey County, which is across the river where St. Paul is, and then north in St. Louis County where Duluth is. They're very liberal, and they pick, according to the Electoral College, Minnesota's president, you know, every year. So whether Minnesota goes red or blue is dependent on those little areas. But as far as the swath of the state, if you were to look at it, yeah, it's mostly red. Same with Wisconsin. They just those small areas elect their local state and federal representatives, if you believe in elections, which I don't. I mean, it's all fake. But I think that there's a huge miscalculation, misrepresentation. They want you to feel like you're a minority when you're really not.
Absolutely. And so what's interesting, Stu, is that when you look at the financial aspect of all this, and you claim that you're a southern state or a conservative state, like Tennessee, I can't even write all the products in Tennessee. I have a very difficult time with Tennessee, just as much as New York. But in California, I can write whatever I want. So it is mind-boggling that the mask that the state puts on, but yet when you look at them financially, they're like freaking corrupt. Like, why do you not want to protect your citizens?
But somebody who's in Tennessee gives you options to go outside of their state to do business for them because of your licensing, correct?
Correct, yeah. Now, there are opportunities in Tennessee, but it's very difficult, just like there is in Missouri. Michigan's difficult. Missouri, Wisconsin is extremely difficult. We can do it. We have carriers. We have products that we can write there. But the state literally gives us a hard time. It is crazy. So if you look at it, the Fed has its own way. Like the federal licensing has its own way. But the states are literally harder than the feds. And so when you have – this is why I recommend state chartered banks. If you're going to be CBDC'd, get a state chartered bank. I don't know what that is in your area, but you can do an internet search. What is a state chartered bank? And do business with them because they have extra protections over the FedNow program.
A couple of weeks ago, we're going to need a serious update from you here. We kind of joke around a lot. We're a lot more casual on Stu Peters Financial than if you watch one of these other uppity financial shows where they're giving you a bunch of BS garbage nonsense, because those shows trap you inside of these boxes as well. Oh, you're in Tennessee. Well, you're going to run into problems. Yeah, no, because you don't have the licensing that Carlos does. That's why. You don't think outside of the box and do things, you know, that are right by the people like Carlos does. But I do want to talk about something serious, okay? A couple of weeks ago, and we need an update on this situation. A couple of weeks ago, we were very, very concerned on Stu Peters Financial about the well-being of Harry. And so we just want to make sure that Harry is doing okay, because we know that he was going to a farm to have the best job in the world, but he was going to a very dangerous farm where they killed millions of chickens. We just want to make sure that Harry is still with us.
Actually, I misspoke.
Oh, no.
On this. I'm glad you brought that up. Harry is doing fine. I called him wrong. His name is actually Chris Bacon.
Oh my God.
So I messed up his name. So my apologies, Lyle, which is my friend and the owner of Chris Bacon. But I thought his name was Harry, and that was another pig. But yeah.
How many different pigs are you dealing with?
Man. Did you see this?
Carlos the Latino farmer.
Chris Bacon?
Yeah, Chris Bacon. Yeah, I did. I saw the man parts. You could probably save yourself the time and data and just not send me things like that. That would be all right. You would save on your data plan. I would save on traumatization. And we'd all be really good. I don't need to see Harry's nutsack. But it was actually Chris Bacon's nutsack now.
Yeah, Chris Bacon.
So we're sorry, Chris, but
I like Bacon. Getting you triggers too, like how I sent you the video.
It's hard to
of
do.
Me drinking an egg.
Yeah, that one was yuck. Look, I'm putting raw eggs in my shakes. I don't want to taste them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to feel that texture on my palate. Disgusting. This guy, he's cracking an egg, throwing it. I mean, he's taking it like a shot at the bar. $30 if you're in Florida, by the way. Yeah, no, don't do that. All of those that are now going to go to CortezWM.com because they watch Stu Peters Financial. They listen to the Money Minute. They watch Scriptures in Wall Street on the Stu Peters Network. They know that Carlos Cortez is the right choice to make. They know that Cortez Wealth Management is the right choice to make. So they're going to go to CortezWM.com right now. Or they can call 813-448-3446. That's Carlos's number, 813-448-3446. Or throw the website back up there again, CortezWM.com. There it is. Once Carlos has your contact information, he can text you hairy balls from Chris Bacon. And you guys can exchange all of the great, pictures and pigs and all of that knowledge. Because once you gain access to Carlos, you get all of those benefits. Trust me. But you do have the benefit of knowing what's really going on. It gets very complex. There's no question about it. When you talk about interest rates and when you talk about the housing market and when you talk about, all of these things factor into the way that you're saving and holding on to your money. And no matter what the market is doing and no matter what Bitcoin is at today, no matter how bad precious metals or how good they might be, no matter how stable the economy, they may be telling you the economy is super stable, but like Carlos just mentioned, it's a rug pull. Oh, what do you mean? Trump's doing a great job. Look at the economy. And then bang. And Carlos can see these things coming. So to unpack all of that and have somebody that's truly on your team, you got to go to CortezWM.com or just call him in the office at any time. 813-448-3446. If you missed last week's or the week before, Stu Peters Financial, rewind the beauty of Rumble. Okay. These things are on there. Go all the way back and start watching these Stu Peters Financial episodes. Then have a meeting with Carlos, which costs you nothing. Book that appointment with Carlos, and I guarantee you're going to want to be a Cortez Wealth Management client. Cortez Wealth Management, my only choice. Go to CortezWM.com. You'll see him on the Money Minute coming up this week.
Are you using your phone? Or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.